Stuart Rhodes. You can find more information about his Oath Keepers revival at oathkeepers.info. He's also set up against it. Give Sin to Go, givesingo.com/oath to help relaunch the Oath Keepers. He's also working on a county project, but to basically get people to get off their duffs, put their phones down, and get involved in their neighborhood and neighborhood church, city, town, and then you got the county level. And the county level is where a lot of bad stuff can happen. I mean, if you've ever had to deal with zoning boards, you know what that's like. You know, you just want to build on your property. And they're like, no, only one dwelling on your 50 acres. If you built an outhouse, no, sorry, we got to steal your property. So there's their Give, Sin, Go. Thank God for Give, Sin, Go, too. I mean, these people have stood up to all kinds of shenanigans and stayed strong. Yeah, and, you know, and they've gone both ways. They've given accounts to people that I don't agree with at all. But you know what? They give them to a lot of accounts that I do agree with and that have, at least they're consistent, where, you know, you have all these other types of, you know, money building organizations that just, you know, they'll censor people. They'll kick people off. I'm not even going to name their names, but Give, Sin, Go. I really give my kudos to them. Doing a great job over there. Stuart, we're going to go to, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Wants to talk about the Savannah attack, which you brought up in the last hour, talking about how she was basically sent out there by TPUSA with zero security into basically a war zone. A war zone, you know, concentrated with pierced septum rings and green hair and whistles, and I guess they were throwing around dildos. I mean, you know, that's our enemy, which, you know, yes, regular men, no problem. Going up against a horde of these goblins, going up against a young lady that's barely, you know, 120 pounds. I mean, you know, I don't know how they could do that and live with themselves. But let's go to Bart in Georgia and see what he has to say. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, yes, sir. This appalls me, obviously, because she's a woman. But I have a big security concern that I wrote Owen Schroyer about this when he was in prison. Stab-resistant clothing. I'm sure she wasn't wearing it, but please, Savannah, I'm begging you to start protecting yourself. You wouldn't play football without a helmet. And I think this has been overlooked because, especially with all these animals from the third world, they like to stab people, okay? Mm-hmm. We need to wear this stuff. It's relatively inexpensive. Maybe you should even sell it. It's like $100-something for a shirt, right? So hopefully that some people will take my advice. Thank you.
Well, here's the Agreed. Article here from InfoWars, and I'll let you respond, Stuart. Sure. MS-13 gangbanger admits to dismembering dinner guests, killing his own cousin, and three brutal murders in sanctuary jurisdictions. This is what goes on in these sanctuary jurisdictions. They protect criminals. This is a guy who's here illegally and just allowed to murder. And it's like, well, you're an illegal. You can do whatever you want. But there you go. What do you think about that stab-resistant clothing?
No, absolutely right. In fact, I was just looking at Zeta Cut, cut-resistant gloves. But yes, I mean, think back to 2020. You had the Proud Boys in Washington, D.C. in December 2020 being stabbed in the streets of D.C. That's exactly why Trump supporters all over the country during Trump's administration were wearing armor, body armor. While they were wearing it on January 6th was because of Antifa stabbing people or shooting at people. So it's both have happened all across the country. And, of course, the courts were like, oh, they wore all that stuff to attack democracy. It's complete nonsense. They were doing that to protect themselves against Antifa. So, yes, anytime you're in a threat environment like that, body armor is appropriate. Stab-proof clothing is a minimum, I would say. I would say, you know, stab and bullet-resistant should be soft. At least soft armor should be worn by someone like her. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We got 1 minute. We got Jeff. We got Tax Slave, we got Clown Car, we got Lester, we got Tim, we got Matt, we got Melissa. We're going to go through your calls. I got some videos to play. We got the Pope inventing Bible verses, too.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of The War Room has engaged, and we got Stuart Rhodes. He's going to stay with us riding shotgun for the rest of the show. I am going to play... I played a little bit of Alex Jones talking about all the pedos in this country from years gone back. We're going to end it with that as well. Stuart, did you hear about this? The former lieutenant governor of Virginia, which is on a lot of people's minds now because with Governor Spamberger, shot his wife and then killed himself inside his Virginia home. He was the lieutenant governor for Governor Northam, who was the "we keep the babies comfortable as we harvest their organs."
Right. Yeah, I saw that. That was very interesting. Yeah. So, of course, the mainstream media will do their best to minimize exposure for that. Imagine if it was a Republican that had done that.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be the end of the world. And that was Justin Fairfax was his name. And two children were at home at the time. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, you may think at the time it's worth it to kill yourself and kill your spouse, but let me tell you, it's not worth it, especially when you got two kids. You're not leaving them anything but you know, a life of regret, and they're going to go through life now just being total.
I feel bad. I do feel bad for the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But yeah, I mean, apparently we're going through a divorce, and that's how you chose to end it, which is really horrible.
Yeah. Totally ridiculous. So, all right, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Wants to talk also about the Epstein files. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you again. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's a great honor to speak to you again. I did speak to you on February 2nd, but I'm a major whistleblower, and I could literally prove a lot of RICO charges because this has been going on for a long time, and with the Boys Town stuff, I'd witnessed that.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you called in. Yeah.
I really, it's a great honor to speak to Stuart Rhodes on this day, and he's really honorable, so I really appreciate him. My big question is getting my information out. I see that they're trying to corral people, and I think maybe part of this is a corralling where they're trying to minimize the outcome or the total investigation and everyone involved. How do I get slipped through that corral, and who do I really report to? Because I know if I, like in the past, if I went to the FBI, they have a way of, they'll plug the leak and stuff. So, but I'm trying to figure out how to get around that. Is there any good advice there?
My advice is start going on different podcasts or putting it out there so there's a repository of the information you have that can't be taken down. And then you start directing people to that repository. I don't think you can, and maybe, you know, you could get a sheriff and a county on your side, but Stuart, what are your suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, sadly, the FBI that we thought was going to be purged and cleaned up has not been. Quite the opposite. Cash Patel, you know, like with Brian Cole, he's participating directly, and so did Bongino when he was there, in the framing of an innocent man to cover for the deep state coup in the election of 2020. You know, the so-called pipe bomber. It's just ridiculous. It's horrible. So, no, you can't rely on the FBI. I think the FBI is a friggin' joke. Until that's cleaned up, then, yeah, what Rob said is you have to go through the court of public opinion first. And then if you can get a good sheriff in your area to take it up, that's right. So that's back to the point about why I'm starting the Strong County Project. Who your sheriff is matters. Who your local prosecutor is matters. I mean, you know, the bad guys know that. That's why Soros was funding prosecutor races all over the country to the tune of millions of dollars, because he knows it counts at the county level. So that's where the fight has to be right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely places you could get get the word out. In fact, we should probably get Jeff's number, and he might have given it to me before too. There's a lot that goes on here. I mean, I probably spent like an hour and a half getting ready for today's show because I have so many other things to do, and I'm filling in. It's not my normal job, so I'm doing this on top of everything else. So I tend to just go with the flow, and you know, if it didn't happen that day, it probably will never happen unless it's brought up to me again. But Jeff, you got anything else to say?
I do, because just I do know somebody very close to Trump and the very conservative side, and I really, it should be investigated, or and it's definitely there, and it's probably something that's being covered up because it's on the right side or conservative side, and it's just like I could drop that name right now and have it investigated on X or something, Twitter, but I don't have it set up because of lawfare against me, but it's just like literally I could do that at this very minute, and it would probably upset some people, but it would get this thing going, and I just don't know what to do. But
so well, I would love to get sometimes you got to just do it, do what's right. I mean, you got to make your own decision, pray on it, and make a decision. But I err on the side of being proactive and taking risks. Go for it, I say. But you're listening to a guy that was sentenced, you know, wrongly to 18 years. So maybe you should take my advice.
You know, we're cleaning out stuff, throwing away garbage, stuff that's piled up for years. I actually found some shirts that somebody sent us, and they say, "Life is a risk, live it." That's all they said. That's all it says on the shirt. Life in big block letters. Life is a risk, live it. And you know, it's kind of this ugly green. I saw it. And I'm like, who ordered these shirts? I open up, I'm like, oh wow, that's actually a great slogan to go by. And you know, nobody's coming to save you, bro. Nobody's coming to save any of us. We're all in charge of our own destiny, and we have to decide that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's how things are going to change. And it's going to change. What's crazy is, you know, Stuart and I have been in this fight for a long time, and it seems like, oh, nothing ever happens. And then, you know, you're seeing all this information come out. Hey, 5 years ago, this information wasn't even out there. So we should be thankful that more information's coming out, and just keep every day, we just keep moving the ball a little bit more, and eventually the dam's going to break. They won't be able to stop us all, and a few of us will get through the wire.
So I got a good Bible quote for you, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, you know, duty is ours, results are God's. I say go for it.
Yeah, and don't make any decisions if you've been drinking. Unless you've been drinking methylene blue.
don't hit send if you've been drinking, right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Jeff. The guys are going to get your number. I'm going to talk to you offline and see if we could help you out and get this thing going. So let's talk to Tax Slave in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go straight down. He also wants to talk about the Epstein files, state of the world and Epstein files. See, we're not going to stop talking about Epstein, you know?
No.
Trump's like, are you still talking about Epstein? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're still talking about it, bro. So
it's my number one issue because it's the heart and soul of the demonic deep state.
Exactly. And hey, where the chips fall where they may, brother, that's where it is, you know? Right. Go ahead, Tech Slave.
Well, you guys just summed up everything I wanted to say. No. I do have a little more. But you're so right. You know, the revelations, you know, that, you know, were very clear, just indicate to me that, you know, the elite, the controlling government elites, that, you know, I guess there's a Venn diagram between government and the elite that are running the world, and there's a lot of overlap there. But, you know, it just dawned on me that, you know, I keep thinking, you know, about, you know, the war, the Epstein files, all this stuff, you know, the inflation and taxes and all this. And I'm like, how could I expect anything to be good in this life since we're being run by a satanic cult of child rapists, murderers, cannibals, God knows what else? And Stuart, I think what you said about bringing it more local, that's probably the only answer that I can think of to change it, because I don't think the government can police itself. The government is incapable of going after itself. You know what I mean? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the caveat is that President Trump, as I've been saying for years, as the president, commander-in-chief, can use his absolute power of declassification to expose all the dirt, and his power to invoke the Insurrection Act. And he should, to defeat the deep state. And that's the only way to do it, really, is to defeat the deep state now through those mechanisms right now. He can do it with our support. I think it'd be a combined effort with him and us. He's got good people like Tulsi Gabbard or patriots that are doing the best they can. But like I said, they're distracting him with this war, and they're going to run the clock out on him so that he doesn't go after the deep state. He needs to get back to that core promise. His core promise in the election was to drain the swamp. And that's why I've got him tattooed on my arm. Like my forearm here has got him, you know, tattooed. I can't show it, but he's tattooed on my forearm because I saw him survive the attack on him in Butler, the assassination attempt, and I saw him, you know, react with courage. And that's the Trump that we need back in action. And I don't think any man's beyond redemption. I think it's possible to reach him, and I hope he will be reached and get back on track. But I believe that's what we have to do. Now, short of that, you're right. If he's not going to do it, it's going to require us, the people, and it's going to have to be bottom up. That's why I'm focusing on the county level. Can you guys still hear me?
Sure.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no. Yeah, I turned my mic off. I was talking to the guys. Okay. But yeah, no, I can hear you. I heard you the whole time. Oh, wait, did he just go muted? No, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your call, Tax Slave. Let's see. Let's go to Clown Car, and then we're going to play a couple videos and cover some articles because I still want to cover the news as we go through this day. I've still got a stack over there, some Gateway Pundit. I've got some InfoWars articles. I want to go to this video of the Pope also, basically inventing scripture to kind of make people feel guilty about not taking migrants into their house. Let's go to Clown Car first, talking about Event 201. Go ahead, Clown Car.
Captain Clown Car, Port of Duty, sir. First of all, I would like to thank you guys. You guys are great Americans. Stuart, Harrison, Rob, Rex, everybody. You guys do a bang-up job out there. I got two real quick things I want to state. I don't know if Harrison remembers how Event 201 went down in New York, but they actually let us in and kind of eased the punch a little by letting us know you're going to smell something a little funny in the subway system of New York City. That is for Event 201. They put a pheromone in the subway system to see how far it could travel. Now, who knows? As far as I know, they did the same thing with COVID and however else they were able to do that. But we're all in a situation now where we've jumped on the Trump train, and now we're part of these Republican clubs, which I'm actually part of one here in Brooklyn. It's called the Donald J. Trump Republican Club. And we're having a town hall meeting. I've invited you, Rob. I've invited Rex. I would love to have Stuart Rhodes, and I would love to have Harrison Smith. You know, you guys could do it over Skype. We're trying to figure out how we're going to be able to withstand the next clampdown, the next lockdown, the next social media Snopes or whatever it's called, where they fact-check us every time. And right. I'm going to tell you, my personal feeling is they took you guys off the air because something big is going to happen. And another situation, I believe Trump is about to tell all the illegal immigrants, because there is 50 million or whatever, 20 million, they're going to say, hey, listen, if you fight for America in our military, we're going to give you free citizenship. You're going to be an American citizen. So that's another thing I'm really worried about, because they stopped worrying so hard about the immigration. I believe that's the next step forward. Again, Rob, Stuart, Harrison, Rex, I would love to have you guys on Skype or however we're going to do it, because we're having a town hall meeting here in New York. And what's our next step?
So what's the date on that?
I'm a huge fan, and I'm finding it very hard to find you guys live. I'm actually having, like, InfoWars withdrawals from the truth. I don't know. I'm listening to everything else, and I'm going, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. This can't be right. This can't be right. You know? But, you know.
What's the date of your town hall, Clown Car?
All right. So we're going to be doing it on April 30th from 9 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. New York City time. And, you know, we value everything that you guys do. You know, it might not seem like there's a lot of people. And believe me, I've been part of the New York City Freedom Rally since the very first time the J6 guys got in trouble. That was before we even did anti-vax protests and, stop the social media clampdowns and the freedom of speech. But one of the first ones we did was at Foley Square. I don't know if you know about this, Stuart, but we did it at Foley Square in New York City. That's like one of the very first rallies that the New York City Freedom Rally had held. I went awesome. There. I'm a union worker. I have a special thing that I use for confined space. It's called the CO2 detector, which happens to be the CO2 detector that OSHA uses in their stats to be the one that they use to determine what is considered legal amounts of parts per million within your carbon dioxide. So I used a detector, put it under the mask. Within 15 seconds, oh, it's going off. It's up to 80,000 parts per million dangerous. If you saw a school with lights and fire bells blaring, would you send your child into that school? No. So why would you do it, put a mask on your child? And let's not forget, on the CDC site, during the holiday, it said holiday recommendations. Do not put masks on children 2 and under because it may cause asphyxiation or death. And a small little disclaimer at the bottom of their website. But, I mean, I'm going off a tangent here because I have so many millions of things to say, and we need to get together at a town hall meeting and explain what's going on in the Devil's Den.
Yeah.
Is Trump our guy? Obviously.
Yeah, I'm game.
Well, I think this, Clown Car, you know, we had a caller talk about that earlier. The 14th Amendment is what people should have been relying on when they were saying you're not an essential person. 14th Amendment, bro. That's all you say. You know, you got to go equal protection under the law. There are no, we're all essential or we're not essential.
There's no law. Show me the law.
Yeah, exactly. No law. But they tried to do that. But that's what you say. The 14th Amendment says I can go do this because I have equal protection under the law right there. Boom. So,
you told me about a mandate. I don't date men.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for the call, Clown Car. You got any, you want to respond to that? Any of that, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm game to do popping in your town hall by Zoom. Do you know the guys? Do you know Joe the Box up there at the American Warehouse, America First Warehouse? If you don't, you should pop by there and say hi. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I'm game. Let me know. We should be proactive, and we need to prepare for resistance. What's coming down the pipe for us is basically communist Chinese social credit score. This is why I oppose. That's why, I frankly, oppose J.D. Vance for president. I don't trust him because I know he's Peter Thiel's boy. That's who he worked for. That's who groomed him and funded his run for the Senate. That's who helped him become vice president. That's who's behind him. And right now, Peter Thiel and Palantir, they are the targeting brain for the U.S. military, which they're turning into autonomous targeting by AI, kill decisions by AI. That's what I don't like about what I'm seeing from Hegseth right now. He's advocating and demanding that AI companies allow for autonomous kill decisions by AI. That's like Terminator land. So
sure. And I think the AI companies know their stuff doesn't work as well as they say it does. And it's going to kill, it's going to kill schoolgirls, a bunch of, schools full of children. And
well, here's the problem I have. I started Oath Keepers so that we can hopefully influence the current serving police and military to say no when given orders. What's going to happen when they, the elites, replace all the soldiers and police with robots and drones that will just do what they're told? All they can do is push a button to exterminate all of us. So we're in a ticking time bomb against that, against the coming of Terminator land. We have to defeat the deep state now, while President Trump's still in power, and before they build Terminator land. They build total information awareness and Skynet.
Yep.
That's what's coming. And it's coming right now under the Trump administration. During our own, our man that's supposed to be stopping this stuff, it's under his watch right now. It's being built here. Project Gotham with Palantir being inserting itself into all the police stations across the country.
While his eye is on Iran, that's what the minions are doing here. And let's play this clip of the Pope. Basically, he starts off with a Jesus quote from the Bible. Jesus told us, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And then he adds some extra stuff. Stuart, see if you can pick out where he went wrong. Here's the Pope, and it's clip 7.
Jesus told us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, but woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth." Yes, my dear sisters and brothers, you who hunger and thirst for justice, who are poor, merciful, meek, and pure of heart, you who have wept, you are the light of the world.
All right, Stuart, where did he stop reading from the Bible?
It's hard to tell. That's the problem. Is he should have said, "This is what Christ said," and let me add to that. Here's what I think should be done now. Look, I'm a crusader. That's my mindset. my mindset is that we are here to occupy and to fight evil. And you don't do that just by turning the other cheek. Sometimes you got to fight. Our founding fathers fought. I mean, I hope he's not suggesting that the founders were somehow wrong, rebelling against tyranny. God gives us free will and gives us the ability to use our own hearts and minds to decide for ourselves what our course of life is going to be. That's a life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And we have a duty to fight against anyone that's going to impose tyranny. That's why I oppose mass immigration of Muslims into the West. That was obviously done to destroy the West. And it was done in part by the Zionists. I oppose both of them. Pox on both their houses. I don't have to choose one or the other. I can say, hey, I'm going to preserve my country as a Christian nation against both, against the communists. Like I went to law school with a bunch of dual citizen Israelis who are atheists and communists who hate this country, hate the West, and want to destroy it. And then you got these friggin' Orthodox rabbis also wanted to say that, you know, Islam is the broom of Zionism. So I oppose both of them. So, you know, okay. I agree with just war theory. You should make sure that you are making war for the right reasons, and it should be carried out in a way that does not harm innocents if you can avoid it. But I also don't want to think that we have an obligation to be pacifists and allow our country to be destroyed.
Yeah, I totally agree. We can't just sit by while it goes, because if we've already sat and we've seen what happens, and you can see the people of Ireland. They're just like, wait, they woke up from like a 20-year coma going like, where did our country go? What are we, yeah. We were being good. We were being good Europeans, and look what happened to us.
Right. And they're at the point now where there's only one way out. Yeah. We all know what that is.
You
know,
oh yeah.
It's what they did in Northern Ireland against the British oppression.
Well, and they are standing strong and they're not being violent. I think a lot of this passive resistance can work but they got to stay together and they got to make sure there's no provocateurs in there. I got one more clip before we go to, go ahead.
How do they purge out their corrupt politicians? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cause the ones that are resigning seem to be ones that are on their side and they're just resigning in disgust. You know what? I'm going to play this clip when we come back. Basically, a county attorney in Minnesota has issued 2 arrest warrants for ICE agents for assault. We're going to play part of her clip when we come back. But I just want to remind people, go to thealexjonesstore.com. It supports everything we're doing here. We can't do it without your help. We got Methylene Blue, 72% off subscription. Right now, $22.39 a month as long as you subscribe. And it'll stay like that. You lock it in that price for as long as you stay subscribed. Also, you could get Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy at a subscription until we hit 1,000, then it's off. Go back to that 60% off InfoWars products. Is that what that said? So if you want one of these shirts like this that has the InfoWars Stacked logo, see this, guys, right here? InfoWars Stacked logo. We got a lot of designs of those. We got some amazing hats. Looks like it said it was 60-something percent off. Oh, was that old data? Okay. So that was old data, but you don't have too much time. April 30th is going to be the last day you can get these stacked InfoWars logos. InfoWars cooler bundle, $79.99. If you're a VIP member, $63.99. So become a VIP today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It supports everything we do, and we need your support. We'll be right back for the final segment with Stuart Rose, finishing up with your calls and covering more news. Thanks for watching The War Room.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So you get it. And you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our Methylene Blue, if you love our Bolivine Colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 Iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our Methylene Red that's proprietary to us, our Ultra Methylene Blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken Methylene Blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You charged Mr. Morgan with two counts of second-degree assault, one count for each victim, for threatening the victims with a dangerous weapon. Second-degree assault with a gun has a presumptive sentence of 36 months in prison. Mr. Morgan's conduct was extremely dangerous. Driving while pointing a weapon out of your moving vehicle at the victims who were in another moving vehicle could have led to yet another disastrous incident in a community that has already suffered too many. I want to thank the Minnesota State Patrol for their investigative work on this case and for submitting it to our office for charging consideration.
Yeah. There you go. That's what happens when you're trying to uphold the law and deport illegal aliens and you're getting interfered with by citizens. Why do you think they pointed the gun at them? Because they're probably trying to run them off the road or do whatever they were doing. What do you think of that, Stuart? They're going to now start charging ICE agents in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, meanwhile, the people that assaulted Savannah are let off the hook. They're probably not going to be charged. You know,
it's like surprised. That bashful flower. Like, oh, we didn't see that. You know.
But and that's why I've been saying President Trump should vote the Insurrection Act. I mean, what they're doing basically is nullifying the Civil War and nullifying the 14th Amendment and everything that came after the Civil War. They're saying that they can criminalize enforcement of federal law. They can with impunity, they can just start putting federal agents in prison. I mean, we had a Civil War over that same kind of issue, right? So I'm not a big fan of Lincoln and what he did during the Civil War, but out of that came, you know, hey, the Supremacy Clause is in effect. Federal law is supreme over anything that a state tries to do. They can't nullify federal law by putting the federal agents in prison. So President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act, and he should use that and use the National Guard and also use us as the militia, I think,
and to go and... You go to Texas and you look at, you know, they're deporting more illegals than anyone in the country right now, the state of Texas. Why? Because they're picking them up in jails and they're calling the ICE, say, come pick them up. There's no way to protest that. Nobody knows about that. And here, when they're letting people out, sanctuary states, and then they're going, hey, we pick up people, but if they're criminals, we're just going to let them go, and you guys are going to have to go catch them in the street. That's why you're creating all these situations.
Yes, exactly. Doing it on purpose. The same thing happened in Illinois.
Yeah.
Like I was up in Illinois with my friend Chad LaRue, and it's the same story there. They want this to happen. They want ICE to have to go and try to ferret them out in the street so they have, you know, the rest of the tamale cart lady or whatever, and they want confrontations in the street. So that's exactly right. They do not want them going to the jails, picking them up where they actually are. That's why I believe, you know, it goes beyond, oh, you can't compel us to participate in your law enforcement. They're actually obstructing federal law, and they're harboring harboring illegal aliens.
And nobody's doing anything about it. All right, we got four callers left. Let's go to Tim. I'm going to give you 2 minutes each. Go to Tim and Callie. Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Hey, Stuart and Drew. Good afternoon. Hey, just I've been seeing that, Peter Ducey, he drilled Carolyn Leavitt there yesterday about the 10 missing nuclear and UFO scientists. And she said, oh, it's worth looking into. But then he got Donald Trump today on the lawn. And, oh, he goes, well, we should know in about a week and a half. I hope it's just coincidence. Do you have any ideas on who's disappearing these 10 scientists?
Well, you know, it happened also right before COVID. So they started getting microbiologists and killing them, mm-hmm. One of which I think ended up being Kerry Mullis, because he died of pneumonia in 2019, and he was the guy who invented the PCR test. So he would have told you what they're doing is bunk. Go ahead, Stuart.
No, agreed. And so look, as long as we're ruled by a corrupt deep state, it's like a cancer on our country, you can expect this kind of thing to happen, of course. Anyone who cures cancer is killed. Anyone who's going to expose their crimes are killed. Anyone that becomes a liability, you know, quote unquote, in their secret programs is going to be killed and scrubbed. This is the problem, is that this is going on right now. This is so frustrating. It's going on right now under the Trump administration. Like I said before, that's why I disagree with even my brother, J6 political prisoners. Like, oh, anybody who's opposing President Trump is not MAGA. You're a traitor. I am the most MAGA, because I'm asking or urging President Trump to do his duty and calling it out when he's failing.
Yeah, that's we're not trying to stop what he's doing. We just want him to do more. We're like, do more,
we want
bro.
Him to do, yeah, do what you said you were going to do.
That's
don't get
asking.
Off track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honor your word. All right, let's go to Matt in Texas. Go ahead, Matt. Matt in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead,
can you
buddy.
Hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks. I appreciate everything y'all do. And I'm a subscriber, and all my supplements in my bathroom are yours. And
thank you.
I'm 57. I feel like I'm 35. But real quickly, I know I don't have much time. I just wanted to say howdy to Stuart. I met him at the Doc's Chambers event in Dripping Springs. And congratulations on the expunging of those charges. It was well-deserved. A real quick
thank you,
note,
brother.
Though, the Oath Keepers thing, and I gave you that little business card of mine there at that Dripping Springs event. Just let everybody know that there is another Oath Keepers organization out there that is chock full of CIA agents. So tread cautiously and go to the right site. But I have a question for you, Stuart. What are your thoughts
talking about
the
Oath Keepers USA? I'm not going to accuse them of being CIA, but I will accuse them of being... I'll accuse them of being unethical. They didn't stand up for us while we were in prison. And as far as I can tell, they do nothing that's according to our mission. So, and they tried to steal my trademark while I was in prison.
Yeah, it's just nothing more than signal chats and people just talking about stuff. But what are your thoughts about, like, this rumors about a draft coming back in December 2026? And I'll drop off.
They're going to draft illegals. That's what I think. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, yeah, supposedly what we were first told is that, oh, this is just an administrative thing. They're going to automatically register young men rather than waiting for them to go to their local post office to register like we did back in the day. But yeah, I don't like this ridiculous notion of offering illegal aliens who came into our country illegally, who are being conditioned not to assimilate. A lot of the military age males, I believe, that are here to destroy this country. The last thing you want to do is put them in the military and train them and give them weapons. And I think it's horrible. So yeah, I'm very suspicious. This is the problem, is that God saved President Trump's life in Butler. I believe that's true. I believe he knows it, and I think he was saved to save our country. And yet, on his watch, in his administration, all of this is being done by the deep state that continues to destroy our country from the inside out, right under his nose. And that's why I say we need regime change right here at home. If we can't do that, there's no business. We have no business trying to occupy another nation and do regime change for their people when we can't get regime change right here at home. This country has to come first, and frankly, only.
100%.
So I'm cool with disarming the mullahs from nukes, great, but then focus on the deep state here at home. Because unless you do, this country will be destroyed. Western civilization is being destroyed by methodical, intentional mass invasion from the third world. And you got President Trump walking back now on his campaign promises for mass deportation. He needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, use the military, and use us as the militia and get it done now.
There you go. All right, Lester in Appalachia, go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
That's right. I'm coming straight from your alumni school, mm-hmm. WVU. How's it going, Rob?
It's good.
Hey, we've talked a couple times. I'll keep it brief. But, man, you know, I understand. We got the Epstein files, news cycle. Iran war, news cycle. And I think that was to divert away from the Epstein files in a way. I mean, it was like for Trump to kill two birds with one stone, right?
And then he used the Epstein files to distract us from Iran with his wife.
right. And now I think what we're going to be looking at is we're going to be shocked by the UFO stuff coming out. I think that's going to be straight in the next news cycle. After the Iran, if there is a ceasefire, I think that that's going to be straight coming for us. You know, I'm in Mothman country.
Yeah.
I've seen some things. I'm a firm believer, Rob. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen some really weird things here in the hills of Appalachia.
I think it's interdimensional, personally. I don't think it's off-world, but that's my opinion. Stuart?
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be the next big distraction. That's why these scientists that are working on these programs mm-hmm. are all disappearing, so they can't tell us the truth. So, yes, I agree they'll use that. I mean, that's what we've been listening to for years now, is that they're going to use the UFO revelations as the great unifier to unite humanity.
Yeah.
And this reminds me of the prophecies of the Mark of the Beast and the Antichrist.
There you go.
So, yeah, yep. I think you're right.
All right, Melissa in North Dakota.
I think they're demons. I think the aliens are demons, actually.
There you go. That's what I think. I think they're interdimensional demons. Melissa in North Dakota, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, we can hear you.
You might want to be careful to slow down, because I really can't spit it all out in 2 minutes, but you might not understand me that well. There is this situation in North Dakota called the Dunseith debacle that has to do with a lawsuit. Currently is a lawsuit by Charles Hofer, Hoefer, and I gave the numbers of some people off air, and there's another one I thought of that you might want to look up if you can keep me going after you're off air, too. But the gist of it is this guy bought this distressed facility that apparently had been handling classified airplane parts and parts for airplanes that weren't classified. He found a whole bunch of material that he wound up having to call the FBI on, and the FBI is over there freaking out because the stuff's above their classification, and they found out that there were a bunch of people that were making millions off of handling these airplane parts and gyro stuff that in the wrong facility with the wrong stuff, and I know you were supposed to have done a story about mid-air turbulence, clear-air turbulence, and a bunch of other defective things, and it looked like it fit in. I don't know what you have time to hear and what you don't, if I should try to call back another day, if you'll let me, but it's a lot of detail.
I think what you should do this. You need to do this because there's always limited time and you can't show what you're talking about. Make a video about this. And if you don't have an X account, get an X account or find somebody with a big X account that you can give it to and have them post it on there, because it's very interesting. But yeah, I'm running up on the end of the clock, and I do want to get this video of Alex Jones played as we head out here on this Thursday afternoon. Stuart, go ahead.
Unfortunately, she was breaking up. I couldn't hear what she said. But, yeah, I'll just second what Rob said. Put it up online and then send the guys on the crew.
Yeah, when you send the link out, then it's all there, and we can go back and refer to it and cross-reference it. But I appreciate your call, Melissa. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're going to go to this. I got two videos. One is about the man who is aware, which I think Alex Jones is probably one of the most aware people on the planet. And then we're going to go back to 2016 of him talking about the Wiener laptop, which is back in the news again. So we got to get rid of these pedophiles. It can't happen soon enough. Stuart, thanks for joining me. We're signing off.
God bless, brother.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
The truest words was from Nietzsche when he said that any man who knows too much can't fit in anywhere. And that's a curse of awareness. Once you start to delve underneath the surface, that's when you realize this whole world, it's not so simple. And you start to notice who people really are and the games they're playing. And that fake confidence, all the ulterior motives. And you realize this whole society, it's built on lies. And people, they're sheep. And once you see that, you can't unsee that. So you try and tell people. But they say to you, no, you're overreacting. You are crazy. So you stop talking. But you're still observing. You're still watching. But you know you don't belong anymore. And it's not because you think you're too good for anyone. No. It's because you've seen too much and you're watching everything. And now you know you can't go back to how it was anymore. And awareness, it isolates you. And it's the price of clarity. Because the crowds, they move away. But then at least you know who you are.
Said it's Doug Hagman and others that came on the show 2 days ago. This is even before it was in the news. He said his NYPD sources said they were going to bring out the occult, child molestation, you name it. And we know that sources we have inside the federal government say that that is what is in the later coup de grace or final blow of WikiLeaks if Hillary didn't step down. And now the final chapter before that's released has come out, and it quite frankly is that chapter. These people make me so angry that I was almost not able to even get on air right now, and that's not theater when I say that. And I think about the scum that have supported this. This is hardcore Aleister Crowley, nastiest of the black magic. And good God, folks, it's tied into Haiti. It's tied into women that have gotten in trouble trying to bring in undocumented Haitians into the United States, children, disappeared children, you name it. It is just the fountain of evil. And it's exactly the sect and group and everything we already knew. I've explained to you about New York City. And, of course, you know what the late, great director Stanley Kubrick tried to expose in his last film. He refused to cut 24 minutes. He died right after he refused, and he had final edit, as he did, final cut on all of his movies, and he died. His protege, of course, his daughter, Vivian Kubrick, has never spoken to the public about the information. And she wouldn't tell me a lot of it, but she said it was too dangerous to myself and my family. But she said, you already know. And she told me some things. He was never involved in it, but he was obviously, being in Hollywood, aware of it. And I'm just going to stop right there. The FBI isn't perfect, but this is so corrupt and so evil, it's got a total mutiny going. You noticed the London Guardian published hours before WikiLeaks came out, and Paul Watson discovered this, and Drudge top-linked it at drudgereport.com. Let's put it up on screen. That the FBI said, quote, we believe she's the Antichrist, and will destroy the world. If you actually go further, what they said, that they believe that she wants to destroy the earth. Well, the FBI doesn't talk like that, folks. I told you a month ago, I said Obama and Hillary are devil worshipers. The Secret Service has told me, members of the military have told me, that Obama seems really nice, and then all of a sudden you'll be walking down the hall, and it's like, in fact, I didn't tell you half of it, okay? Just, it's, these people are scared. I told you they're having nightmares. They don't want to be there. It's very dark, is the words I was told. And Hillary's even worse, folks, okay? Currently serving FBI agents said Clinton is the Antichrist personified to a large swath of FBI personnel. And that's the liberal whistleblower, like, oh my God, most of the FBI hates her. They literally think she's the devil. That's the reason they're leaking. They're pro-Trump. Folks, it's because they know what's in the WikiLeaks and they know what else is coming out. The NYPD's got even worse stuff. And let me tell you, it isn't just sex with kids. I don't even want to show you the video of what they put out in their private party invites to each other. The Podesta and others says he attends. But it's hardcore. We're going to show it. You better get ready, folks. This is who wants to rule you and your family. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation. Now, Doug Hagman, I've been hearing him for 15 years on Coast to Coast AM. First five, I thought, that guy is too radical. A lot of what he says I know is accurate. A lot of it just is too much. He said they were going to bring in massive Muslims at some point and set up a caliphate. First guy I heard say it. He said they were going to use it for strategy attention. He said a lot of things. And then about 10 years ago, I started going, man, that all came true. And then more of it came true. And then I learned from some of my sources, who are former Secret Service, connected to NYPD. Now, one of those is Bongino, but he doesn't give us any secret stuff. Another one was also in the NYPD. They said, you ought to interview Doug Hagman. That guy's dead on. I go, well, I've been interviewing him. I know he's dead on. He was here 2 days ago. The video's on Infowars.com. He said, I'm not going to go all the way because this is just too over the top. I'm going to let it come out. But the NYPD is getting ready to basically have a press conference. The FBI is as well. There's the insider, NYPD, FBI, found sex blackmail network on Wiener's computer. And he got into it's sex crimes with kids. It's everything. No one had this. And all I'm pointing out is we don't make stuff up. It's not about credit. It's about, let me tell you something. When you're with Secret Service agents and they're senior, and then those are smart, pretty tough, smart guys, you know, and they've got the archetype and everything of the suit and their, you know, their eyes right on you, and you can tell they're not, and they're like, she's really dangerous. We're all really scared, and we can't tell everything, but just, you're right about it all. God save America. And they start getting a tear in their eye. You're like, well, what is it? They go, it's bad. They hurt children, folks. And then he talks to the NYPD, and that's Eric Prince has come out with all of it, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff they're doing, all of it, talking to the NYPD, the same thing he said 2 days ago about children and sex islands and sex slavery. And folks, a lot of these kids, they don't just throw them out of the side of the road, folks. You know what they do to them, okay? Look at these people. Look at Wiener and Aberdeen and Hillary. This is who's going to rule over us. And I cry because I am so ashamed of what our country turned into. And they want to degradate us. They want to sell baby parts and keep little babies alive and harvest their organs and laugh at us. And the fake liberal media making jokes about everything. They had a whole bunch of articles this week saying, I'm a liar, that there's not even any criminal activity that Hillary's done. I mean, these people are ready to do anything. They are the biggest scum you could imagine. You understand that?
That was found on during the search of the of Wiener's computer. All right. This is given to me by a source. Now, that because of all the block on there that I put on there, that might not mean anything to anyone. But this goes along with...
If you saw what was under it, you'd be horrified.
Well, yes, yes. And look, this is all about sex trafficking, or a lot of it's about sex trafficking. A lot of the emails...
Well, let me add this. WikiLeaks leaked to We Are Change that was bold enough to go with the angle that this is about child trafficking. Now, what does that tell you? WikiLeaks leaked the info, then linked to the media that finally figured out what was going on first. That tells you WikiLeaks is getting ready to release the pedophile info.
Yes, and there's more.
Look at Hillary's face. I mean, she looks like a demon because she is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's fine. I would urge everyone looking at these emails, because there are so many of them with respect to Podesta. We found, my source, I shouldn't say we, my source.
And let's be clear, your source gave you that photo just as an example of what's...
Right.
And obviously gave you one of the lighter ones, because it could even almost be illegal, even though you're an investigator and accredited, to even share that with you.
Right. And actually, I could probably take the tape off and it wouldn't really mean anything. It would be fine. But the fact is, and by the way, this was not transmitted over any electronic device.
Exactly.
Okay. This was hand delivered to me. But having said that, there's indications of dark web accessing the dark web, of course. There is a subtext or coding to some of the emails that Podesta and others have, including Hillary and Huma, have been engaged in. For example, pizza party. I'll just leave this out there. Pizza party. That's not exactly what it means. You know, don't bring your favorite video over for pizza night. A pizza party is something that has sexual connotations.
And that's why they say stuff like, there'll be semen, there'll be this and that. There'll be blood, lots of blood. Blood right. Even means something.
No, exactly, it does. I mean, you could go to...
spews lots of blood?
Yeah. Well, yes. And you know what? I was watching some other videos. Alex, you had Larry Nichols on talking about... some time ago, talking about... Hillary's trips monthly or...
He told me 20 years ago, and actually researchers actually have the news articles. Hell, Nichols doesn't even know this. It's in the Washington Post. Bill saying, I'm a voodooist. I like to be possessed by spirits. He wrote it in his book. But I mean, Nichols told me about the handler, who he was years ago. Now the guys in the Inquirer, and they were there handling Hillary. It was so embarrassing because she was going to these orgies, but also going to these other rituals. And to her credit, she hadn't been in the real... you know, bloodthirsty stuff until later.
I want them shut down. Our society.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say...
Thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.